reality that nature creates emerges from the working and reworking of only a few formal themes. Those limitations on nature bring harmony and beauty to the natural world. It may seem curious to dwell on nature's limitations when a glance out the window reveals such overwhelming diversity. Clouds and chickadees, galaxies and grasshoppers, eels and elms. One cannot help but be impressed with nature's variety. But then when we see how the branching of trees resembles the branching of arteries and the branching of rivers, how crystal grains look like soap bubbles and the plates of a tortoise's shell, how the fiddleheads of ferns, stellar galaxies, and water emptying from the bathtub spiral in a similar manner, then we cannot help but wonder why nature uses only a few kindred forms in so many contexts. Why do meandering snakes, meandering rivers, and loops of string adopt the same pattern? Why do cracks in mud and markings on a giraffe arrange themselves like films in a froth of bubbles? In matters of visual form, we sense that nature plays favorites. Although her darlings are spirals, meanders, branching patterns, and 120-degree joints, those patterns occur again and again. Nature acts like a theatrical producer who brings on the same players each night in different costumes for different roles. The players perform a limited repertoire. Pentagons make most of the flowers, but none of the crystals. Hexagons handle most of the repetitive two-dimensional patterns, never by themselves enclosing three-dimensional space. On the other hand, the spiral is the height of versatility, playing roles in the replication of the smallest virus and the arrangement of matter in the largest galaxy. Lights reveals that nature has no choice in the assignment of roles to players. Her productions are shoestring operations, encumbered by the constraints of three-dimensional space, the necessary relations among the sizes of things, and an eccentric sense of reality. In the space at nature's command, five regular polyhedrons can be produced, but no more. Seven systems of crystals can be employed, but never an eighth. Absolute size decrees that the lion will never fly, nor the robin roar.